Before we get started with this episode, this is in dedication to anyone and everyone that is suffering right now. It took me quite a while to come up with a concept that everyone can understand. The compartmentalization of who we are as people has increased dramatically, and it's only going to get worse. So, with all the love in my heart, I ask that every episode that I do, every episode that is posted on every platform, please share. Listen and share. I'm not looking to make a profit. I'm looking to spread a message. And here we are now, in December 2021, only a few weeks left of this year, and it's gotten ever more unstable. So without further ado, I present to you a very special episode that I call Out of Hope. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is, once again, Beatrice Harris for Season 9, Cosmic Collision, Humanist Rising. As I said in the introduction, this episode may be triggering to some, even though I hate using that word. It may disturb the basic human mind, but it needs to be said. I mean, did we just up and end our legacy by just giving in to the propaganda being spread out the existential plane of humanity? Is this where we just gave up? The trying times of our existence test the very limits of who we are as a species. And once again, we are failing and we are falling. The rampant attacks on the very elements that give us life, happiness, liberty, and universal love are being ramped up as we speak. As you already know, millions of renters are facing the frightening reality of being homeless, and thousands have been killed or permanently disabled by this vaccine being touted as a means to end the pandemic. And the building tensions between the government and the major food conglomerates are pushing us into a financial famine, with food prices being increased every quarter, leaving more families struggling to put food on the table. The connections are very real, and the starseeds are awakening rapidly, one by one, two by two. The narratives are becoming more and more distorted and baseless, as the system is on a free fall. But there isn't a real cry for humanity to fight back, to change the outcome that has already been written. Despite the understanding, despite the frequency of love over fear, despite the shouts on social media concerning the hostile takeover of the right to our own immune system management, there is no cry for change. This has been a long time in the making, starting in the 1920s. From the certainty of the dangerous changes to our healthcare system, lack of real care when it comes to sicknesses that have pervaded throughout the ages, to the blatant disregard of the disruptions of the life processes in the name of profit and progress. Many, many times, we were warned, probably in a distant world, maybe a different dimension, but we were warned that we would be doomed to a loveless, sexless, unorgasmic world, where they would be the only ones with the right to have sex and have love Bet you didn't figure that out by now. That's why they're pushing so much distortion among genders, of course. Sexuality. Love is not measured in likes, followers, promotions, or organizations. It is measured in acts of kindness without the need for financial reciprocation. That's where we screwed up. We let our personal ambitions and lack of compassion get ahead of our own humanity. So, should the worst come, we only have ourselves to blame. In this technocratic society of fast-tracked issues and sleazy deals to further force the masses into a much more darker agenda, there is more than just a few people raising their voices. Now let me ask you something, my listeners. Would it be more accurate to say that there are more people who are speaking up and they are being silenced? Did it ever cross your mind that maybe, just maybe, we are being subject to a very disturbing social engineering experiment? Here's something else to think about. Even though there are laws, rules, regulations that protect vulnerable renters, they are blatantly disregarded in the name of progress. I can't really sleep at night knowing the dark times that may lay ahead for so many. The unfavorable changes to income requirements and credit reporting have left thousands looking for something or someone that will help them transition. But no, the housing system has been hijacked by the real estate industry. And there are those that are fighting right now to remain in place, but it's becoming a losing battle. The landlords are making sure they get what they want with no more extensions, thus putting the risk of thousands going homeless at the behest of the courts, and we already know how that's going to end. The media is just now bringing the plight of illegal evictions and corruption to light, but is it too late for the ones who have lost already? Not to mention, there are those that are involved in keeping up the mistreatment, maltreatment towards good tenants, even tenants that may be struggling right now. They are still good tenants that exercise their rights and make a good faith complaint concerning unfair rent hikes, retaliation and harassment, and what needs to be addressed immediately is what we call rent evictions, which is evictions by means of renovating. Many elected officials, from mayors to the federal government, can see what's coming, but they're comfortable because they don't have to worry, seeing as your much-needed money is going to the heightened tax rates to satisfy their coffers. It is already set to move forward, displacing thousands of families and individuals once this moratorium expires. There is even a grave violation of confidentiality among tenant and landlord issues, with current and former landlords using local government and its agencies to facilitate increased evictions against low-income people of color or disability. Is this really what affordable housing instability has come to? These little tricks aren't going to help anyone. These are the starting signs of a massive shift in who's able to afford a roof over their head. Many have been forced out with no defense, nor anywhere to go. And by the time this is all figured out, too many will have perished in the fires of industry. I'm saying this because I've endured it. Many people who have moved up the income ladder, if you will, have disconnected from the ones that don't look like model citizens but have amazing solutions to stem the rising inequality. The organizations that profess they help the vulnerable are either short of funds or they mismanage them and then cry bankruptcy and run. If there was any promise of relief, it was already broken. If there was assistance, chances are those who were approved for it were still screwed over in the end. This moratorium was an open-ended order which deliberately left room for a fight with the landlords because they need more content, they need more exposure, and more chaos. Hope is a fleeting desire in which there is only light at the gates of the cosmos, unfortunately. And what people don't realize is this has truly decimated the very meaning of human rights. We have been horrendously tricked into believing in a world that doesn't exist. And now, our families, Our friends and co-workers are caught in the grips of an ever-rising housing crisis. So where did the real help go? Where did our representatives veer off to? Vaccines are not as important as making sure individuals and families are protected from predatory private owners and developers. This could have been easily addressed, but no. With high rents and the affordable housing program exhausted, there are going to be uprisings. The moratorium in New York ends January 15, 2022, in the midst of the cold season, but a new variant is spiking everywhere. So, my question to you, my fellow listeners, and feel free to ask, how many will be doomed to die? How many will be left behind? And how many will rise up and fight for the ones who don't have much of a defense? Do we really just run out of hope? Until next time, my fellow listeners, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.